Savoy, the home of sweet romance. Savoy, it wins you at a glance. Savoy,
I think you'd have to say that Ella Fitzgerald was one of the most influential and admired vocalists to emerge from the big band era. Her early style, more girlish than world-weary, developed into an amazing vehicle of jazz utterance. With emotional range, precise rhythm and pitch, she seemed to be able to do whatever she wanted. It's Ella Fitzgerald today on At the Jazz Band Ball. I'm Kevin McLaughlin. Thanks for joining me. Well, we're coming up on April 25th, and I thought it might be nice to celebrate what would have been Ella Fitzgerald's 107th birthday. Now known as the First Lady of Song, and certainly one of the real giants in jazz and singing, she started out not even thinking of herself as a singer. Ella Fitzgerald was born in Newport News, Virginia, on April 25th, 1917. Her father, William, and mother, Temperance, or Tempe, parted ways when Ella was just 3 years old, and Tempe and Ella went up to Yonkers, New York, where they eventually moved in with Tempe's longtime boyfriend, Joseph Da Silva. In 1932, when she was just 15, Ella's mother died suddenly of a heart attack, and her stepfather died soon thereafter. So she went to live with an aunt in Harlem. But this arrangement didn't last long, and Fitzgerald ran away and ended up living for a year in an orphanage, reform school, and then even on the streets for a while. Well, one night on a dare, Ella and a couple of girlfriends entered Ella's name at the Apollo Theater's amateur night contest. And though she had planned to dance, she was pretty crazy about dancing. There was an act that preceded her, the Edwards sisters, Ruth and Louise, who were just tearing it up and made good on their reputation as the fastest tap dancers in the business. So Ella changed her mind, and at the last minute, she decided to sing instead. Well, we don't have a recording of that, but we do have this 1936 performance that she made with the Chick Webb Band. This is her very first record. It's called Love and Kisses. Here's Ella Fitzgerald.
Coming from
That's Love and Kisses, Ella Fitzgerald's very first recording ever, 1936, with the Chick Webb Band. By the way, it was several months before Chick Webb agreed to hire Ella after her big victory at the Apollo Theater. He heard her several times. There was a gig at Yale University that Chick Webb allowed Ella to come along for, and it was her success there that finally persuaded him to hire her. She gradually won him over, and there was a rumor that Webb had offered to adopt Ella since Ella was still homeless and an orphan, but there's no legal proof of that. Here's another recording during this ingenue period of Ella's. It's 1938's A Tisket a Tasket and her first big hit.
A tisket, a tasket, a brown and yellow basket. I send a letter to my mummy. On the way I dropped it, I dropped it, I dropped it. Yes, on the way I dropped it. A little girlie picked it up and put it in her pocket. She was trucking on down the avenue, but not a single thing to do. She went peck, peck, pecking all around. When she spied it on the ground, she took it, she took it, my little yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I will die. A tisket, a tasket, I lost my yellow basket. And if that girlie don't return it, don't know what I'll do. Oh dear, I wonder where my basket can be.
So do we, so do we, so do we, so do we, so do we.
Oh gee, I wish that little girl I could see.
So do we, so do we, so do we, so do we, so do we.
So careless with that basket of mine. That itty bitty basket was the joy of mine. A tisket, a tasket, I lost my yellow basket. Won't someone help me find my basket and make me happy again, again?
Was it green?
No, 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 no.
Was it red?
No, 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 no.
Was it blue?
No, 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 no. Just a little yellow basket. A little yellow basket.
That was A Tisket a Tasket, Ella Fitzgerald's famous 1938 recording, and sold a million copies, believe it or not, with the Chick Webb Band. Well, today on At the Jazz Band Ball, we're devoting the show to Ella Fitzgerald, slightly anticipating her birthday on April 25th. In 1939, Chick Webb died, and the band's management installed Fitzgerald as leader, and she took on the arduous task. Well, she did pretty well at it, and a year later, she was voted the number one female vocalist in polls conducted by Downbeat magazine and Metronome. Well, in 1942, the band broke up, and Fitzgerald became a solo act, and it was around this time that she really got interested in scat singing. Now, others had done it, Louis Armstrong in particular, but no one had done it quite as inventively as she. And in 1945, she recorded a landmark version of Flying Home. She uses Illinois Jacquette's famous tenor saxophone solo on Lionel Hampton's recording as the basis for her own scat solo. But I thought it would be fun to hear the original 1942 Illinois Jacquette version with Lionel Hampton's band, and then follow that immediately with Ella's version in 1945. So first Lionel Hampton and Illinois Jacquette, and then Ella Fitzgerald. Here's Flying Home.
Do you not do it, boy? Do you not?
Flying Home from 1945, Ella Fitzgerald singing with Vic Schoen and his orchestra, which later would be described by the New York Times as one of the most influential vocal jazz records of the decade. Before that, we heard Illinois Jacquette with Lionel Hampton's band in a 1942 recording. Illinois Jacquette, whose sax solo there was the basis and inspiration for Ella's improvisation. This is At the Jazz Band Ball. I'm Kevin McLaughlin, and today we're spending some time with the great Ella Fitzgerald. Oh, Lady Be Good from 1947 was similarly popular to Flying Home, and for similar reasons. Ella shows again her debt to Dizzy Gillespie, the great trumpet player and bebop innovator. She once told an interviewer, "By working with Dizzy Gillespie, I got this arrangement of Lady Be Good just by listening to the way they played it. I tried to sing like that, and it became a hit, and so naturally, I feel he was a great influence on me." Here is Ella's 1947 recording of the Gershwin classic, Oh, Lady Be Good, with Bob Haggart and his orchestra.
Sweet and lovely lady be good, oh lady be good to me, 'cause I'm so awfully misunderstood. Oh lady, be good to me. Say I'm all alone in this big city of New York. Won't somebody please have pity, pity on me. Just a lonesome babe in the woods. Oh lady, oh lady, be good to me. Did
I'm just a lonesome baby in the woods. Oh, lady, oh, lady, lady, won't be so good to me.
That was Oh Lady Be Good, 1947, Ella Fitzgerald and the Bob Haggart Orchestra. That was a recording that prompted Variety magazine to proclaim Ella Fitzgerald is beyond the talents of any other female vocalist. It's a stunning demonstration of imagination, beat, phrasing, and humor. In 1946, Ella Fitzgerald met the bassist Ray Brown with the Dizzy Gillespie Band. They toured all over the country by bus with Gillespie. And Brown realized that she sang all the right notes, and they fell in love, and they stayed in love when the tour ended, eventually getting married at City Hall in Youngstown, Ohio, on December 10th, 1947, and later adopted a son whom they named Ray Jr. Well, here's a recording that Ella and Ray Brown did during this period, 1947, How High the Moon. It was another bebop landmark for Ella based on one of her own offhand improvisations. The Decca producer Milt Gabler, he of Billie Holiday's Strange Fruit fame, recalled, "We taped it in my office on a little tape machine. We had the arrangement written from that, and then Ella came in and did it in the studio." Listen for some sly musical references to Charlie Parker and some original lyrics. She sings, "How high the moon is the name of this song, how high the moon, though the words may be wrong." Here is Ella Fitzgerald, Leonard Graham on trumpet, John Lewis piano, Ray Brown bass, and Joe Harris on drums.
Somewhere there's music, how faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above when love is far away too. Till it comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's music, it's where you are. Somewhere there's heaven, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, I'll steal my heart, how high the moon. High the moon is the name of the song. How high the moon, though the words may be wrong. We're singing it because you ask for it, so we're swinging it just for you. How high the moon, does it touch the stars? How high the moon, does it reach up to Mars? Though the words may be wrong to this song, we're asking a high, 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 high is the moon. Boo, 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 doo, 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 boo, 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 doo, doo. Do 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 do
Though the words may be wrong to this song, we hope to like high, 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 high as the moon.
That was a 1947 version of Ella and Ray Brown and Trio, How High the Moon. Well, also around this time, Ella formed an association with the producer and jazz impresario Norman Granz, which eventually led to her being managed by him and her touring with the Jazz at the Philharmonic concerts and recording for Granz's new Verve label. Well, one of Norman Granz's projects for Ella was a Louis Armstrong-Ella Fitzgerald pairing. They did three recordings together in the mid-1950s, covering some American songbook material. And you could really hear the good chemistry these two have on this next recording of Stompin' at the Savoy. Ella starts with kind of a suave chorus, and then she breaks into some scat singing. And then Louis really gets things jumping when he enters. Lots of references to Ella's past at the Savoy with Chick Webb. It's a lot of fun. Here's Stompin' at the Savoy, 1956.
Savoy, the home of sweet romance. Savoy, it wins you at a glance. Savoy gives happy feet a chance to dance. Your form just like a clinging vine. Your lips so warm and sweet as wine. Your cheeks so soft and close to mine, divine. How my heart is singing while the band is swinging. Never tired of romping and stomping with you at the Savoy. What joy, a perfect holiday. Savoy, where we can glide and sway. Savoy, there let me stomp away with you. Baba do beep 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 dee 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 da bo dee dee da dee dee do bo beep beep do beep dee 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 ba bo beep dee dee bo dee dee da bo beep dee dee bo beep dee da beep dee dee da bo bo beep beep dee dee bo beep dee dee da bo fly out bo beep beep dee 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 da 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 da.
Let me stop away with you.
Savoy.
When you see your photo, flick the rat to follow. Da ba ba da 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 da. Oh yes, da da da. When you dance fast, but that fast is it? That is that it. Ba ba di do ba di ba ba di do do di. Da ba 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 da ba. One more, well, ba 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 ba. Don't grab my throat either. Hey, Norman Grant, say one more. He must be looking at Lila Hampton. One more, daddy. One more. When we was in Atlantic City. No, we won't talk about that. No. Yeah, we're talking about some boy.
Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong pairing up there for Stompin' at the Savoy, a 1956 recording. Music by Edgar Sampson and lyrics added by Andy Razzaf. Well, in about the same time, 56, Fitzgerald teamed up with Norman Granz to issue a series of 8 albums focusing on a different composer of the American popular canon, collectively known as the Great American Songbook. Here's a cut from one of these. This is from the Rodgers and Hart songbook, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered.
After one whole quart of brandy, like a daisy I'm awake. With no Broma seltzer handy, I don't even shake. Men are not a new sensation. I've done pretty well, I think. But this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again. A simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep when love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? He is cold, he can laugh, but I love it, although the laugh's on me. I'll sing to him each spring to him, and long for the day when I'll cling to him. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered. a fool, and don't I know it? But a fool can have his charms. I'm in love, and don't I show it? Like a babe in arms. Love's the same old sad sensation. Lately I've not slept a wink since this half pint imitation put me on the blink. I've sinned a lot, I mean a lot, but I'm like sweet 17 a lot. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. Sing to him each spring to him and worship the trousers that cling to him. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. When he talks, he is seeking words to get off his chest. Horizontally speaking, he's at his very best. Vexed again, perplexed again. Thank God I can be oversexed again. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. Wise at last, my eyes at last are cutting you down to your size at last. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered no more. Burned a lot but learned a lot, and now you are broke, so you earned a lot. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered no more. Couldn't eat, was dyspeptic, life was so hard to bear. Now my heart's antiseptic since you moved out of there. Romance, Finny, your chance, Finny. Those ants that invaded my pants, Finny. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered no more.
Bewitched, bothered and bewildered, 1956, Ella Fitzgerald singing from the Rodgers and Hart songbook. Well, I can't believe it, but we've come to the end of this episode. It's just a scant sampling of the career and life and output of the great First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald. I have about a dozen more recordings here all stacked up to ready to play for you, but we'll just have to do that on another show. I hope you'll come back in a week or two for another show on the music of this time period, the first half of the 20th century, on At the Jazz Band Ball. I'm Kevin McLaughlin, and I really enjoy bringing these to you. And if you enjoy hearing them, I hope you'll consider letting me know. The email for the show is kevin@thejazzbandball.com. And thanks to everybody who has subscribed to my Substack. It's kevinmclaughlin.substack.com. We've had quite a few subscribers recently, so thank you very much. You can also rate or comment on the show at Apple or Spotify or wherever you like to hear podcasts. And thanks so much for doing that, everybody. This is At the Jazz Band Ball. I'm Kevin McLaughlin. We'll finish with one last Ella ballad, maybe my favorite. This is Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most. Have a great week, everybody.
Once I was a sentimental thing, threw my heart away each spring. Now a spring romance hasn't got a chance. Promised my first dance to winter. All I've got to show's a splendor for my little flame. Spring this year has got me a horse that never left the post. I lie in my room staring up at the ceiling. Spring can really hang you up the most. Morning's kiss wakes trees and flowers, and to them I'd like to drink a toast. I walk in the park just to kill lonely hours. Spring can really hang you up the most. This is love, this is it. Heard it before, and I know the score. And I've decided that spring is a bore. Love seemed sure around the new. Love is just a ghost. Spring arrived on time. Only what became of you, dear? Spring can really hang you up the most. Spring is here. There's no mistaking. Robins building nests from coast to coast. My heart tries to sing so they won't hear it breaking. Spring can really hang you up the most. College boys are writing sonnets in the tender passion they're engrossed. But I'm on a shelf with last year's Easter bonnets. Spring can really hang you up the most. Love came my way, I hoped it would last. We had our day, now that's all in the past. Spring came along, a season of song, full of sweet promise, but something went wrong. Doctors once prescribed a tonic, sulfur and molasses was the dose. Didn't help a bit, my condition must be chronic. Spring can really hang you up the most. All alone, the party's over. Old man Winter was a gracious host. But when you keep praying for snow to hide the clover, spring can really hang you up the most.